Damn.
But stuff, or well, I could be like, wow, I'm gagged. Gooped and gagged. That's how you use it. No?
Gooped is right, a
please,
thing.
Please tell
that
us.
That just sound like
I'm
the
intrigued,
babies.
For
goo
real.
Goo
goo goo. Oh my god, that's so goo.
You could honestly make anything up and I'll be like, okay.
I've never heard of what is bra. Goop? Just kidding. No.
What is gooped?
I thought that was a real one.
What no, is like
goop.
You say it together. So like, I'm like, wow, gooped and gagged.
So like gooped and gagged.
So no. What two things did you do there? What did you goop and what did you gag?
Like, Google it. I could say like I watched something so good it left me gooped and gagged.
Like speechless or what?
What's gooped? Yeah. Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit, everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go.
Actually, we out here, the No Choke Gang.
The what?
Huh? No Chode.
No Choke.
I thought you said No Chode Gang.
Away again. I mean, Chico, continue.
No, but does that make sense? Like, I can appreciate.
You're making no fucking sense right now.
What are you saying?
No, like, I can appreciate the delicacy that it is, but I'm saying, like, the how people glorify that feeling.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Of like
you don't get it
of God. This incredible concoction and saying and being like so hype about
bitch,
being
that
like
just like coffee to me
being but I'm not talking about the process. I'm not talking about the actual I'm talking about the feeling.
Well, can I ask you why do you drink coffee?
Because it tastes good.
No, people no, say, you're addicted.
Okay. No, but this is not the same thing because
Chico is addicted to coffee.
Good. No, yes, but I am. But no, but what I'm talking is like with coffee, the process is fun. There's, you know, it's a art, if you will, or something like that.
So is rolling a blunt.
No, I'm agreeing with
if
that.
You
but
do it right.
With coffee, it's not like, oh, by doing this incredible process with coffee, it's gonna make me feel this out of way. Yeah. It's just like it's gonna taste.
Coffee is meant to get
because
you
if
up.
It's decaf.
It is decaf.
What if it's decaf?
No, I don't think you're getting what I'm saying. I don't think
decafs are the downers.
No.
Everything else is the
I don't think you get what I'm saying. I'm saying the.
You say you don't sprinkle cocaine in your coffee.
He do Delta 10, bitch. He do Delta 10. No, I'm saying like the actual like. I don't get, and maybe this doesn't even have to do with the whole like concoction of all these sorts of weed, but
not the weed.
The glorification of like that feeling of being so high.
Yeah,
I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Well, it took forever to get to that point.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, with coffee, like you could do a lot of coffee and be super like.
Yeah, and I don't think that's
like that's when people
I
do
like that.
Espressos. Like that's
the
concentrated. That's the moon rock.
No, but
right
people
like
drink
the
espressos because
wait,
it tastes
different.
Wait,
are we
different.
Really comparing coffee to
yeah,
marijuana?
Like,
no.
But like
a French press and a bong. No, okay.
Bro, if you drink a cappuccino with two shots, is the same thing as drinking an espresso.
That has been a discussion though that like caffeine and like coffee,
like
the
drugs?
Addiction of coffee,
but
is like
get this.
A more socially accepted addiction.
No. And that's true. Yeah. I completely agree with that.
Because there's some
I
people
completely
no,
agree
but
with that.
Wait, were you saying you can be addicted to coffee or
oh,
no?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
There's just people that say that they're not addicted to weed. That you cannot get addicted.
That's an interesting discussion,
to
too.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Because what do you think?
I think you can because, I don't know, it got to a point where some people were like, I'm irritated without it. I can't eat without it. I'm like, I need it to live.
Yeah,
basically,
it's like,
that's an addiction.
When you're like quality of life seems to be
affected by, right?
Affected by the absence
yeah,
of something.
Yeah.
I think that's when an addiction occurs.
Yes.
Maybe I don't know how the science works behind with weed, but maybe scientifically there's not something like a chemical that could be addictive, but the way that people have, I mean, there's people that I know.
But I feel like not everyone can. No, you know what I mean? Not everyone. I don't know.
I guess it's
I'm not coming from like Mexican moms that are like, you're going to get addicted to that because it's really addictive. Because
drugs.
Yeah,
drugs.
Like that. I'm not saying it like that. But there are people who are like, you can't get addicted to weed.
No. And like, I the only reason I say this because I heard a lot of people admit that they were reliant on weed to better their life, where it's like, I guess, avoiding doing certain things to better your life because there's this easy fix.
Yeah.
And it becomes a part of your life and something where when there's that absence of it, you notice a negative effect in your life.
Because, there's some people who will like look at any typical like day routine, like, this would be so much better if I was fucking high. And I was like,
I can't go to this,
I'm high. I was like, yo, like, that's too much. Like,
waking up and having to smoke.
Don't contradict. Cause I knew someone who was like, can't go nowhere without it. Is irritated, can't eat, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm not addicted to weed. No, you can't. That's not even a thing. Okay. You can't go to the movies with me without being high.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it'll make you enjoy things more.
That was
more.
A bad example because movies are lit when you're high.
I was going to say, with really some things, like, no.
Yeah, that was a really bad one.
But like, it could be like everyday things like, yo.
No, it was everywhere.
If I was grocery shopping and I was high, this would be so much better. I'm like, yo, just get your damn groceries.
And that's a bad, never grocery shop high. That's a rule.
I think that's a rule. In some ways, it comes down to when people are going through something, whether it is physical, mental, and weed helps, because weed does help. But when they rely on it rather than to, I think you can use it, of course. What do I know? But I think like
Chico's
you can
not
use
trying
it.
To get canceled. He's watching his words.
No. But I want to make sure because I'm trying to get the point across well.
Yeah.
Is I definitely think you can use it to help with things physically, mentally. But it's when people decide to just stay there and just use it instead of seeking the thing that'll actually make that change in their life, where they don't need a substance to go, But I understand that there are certain things, like, for example, when people have Crohn's disease, that type of stuff.
Medically.
Yeah. That was exactly that type of stuff. But I've definitely seen people who are going through stuff that, I guess, don't make the attempt because there's like this easy thing that makes them either forget about it or it relieves some of the pain, which I understand. But I feel like if you're not going out and, you know, actually doing something about it, you know, but I feel like it's a case by case basis, because I also don't want to be here and say that like I'm anti marijuana, because I think marijuana should be legal.
For sure. My question. So like,
no, I think marijuana should be legal. It's funny because there's been like a negative connotation so far in like the last 5 minutes, but no, I definitely think marijuana should be, well, with just the fact of like addiction and stuff like that. But I mean, so many worse things can be said about things that are illegal right now.
We said 420, marijuana is bad for you and it's addictive.
Don't do it.
I mean, it's funny that we started off that way, but I, at the end of it,
I'm currently holding a blunt and with a weed shirt.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I think that at the end of the day, like, it should definitely be legal. Like, there's things that are legal right now that are so much worse.
Yeah.
And that's not an unpopular opinion. Like, that's
White Claws.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I guess, am I making sense with that point about like,
hell no. You don't make no type of sense.
About what? Back to the coffee comparison or what?
No, back to the whole thing of like relying on it instead of seeking.
Being live or no?
Relying on it instead of like seeking, you know, something that would be more of a long-term solution.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
But again, like this said, is it depends.
I think it
depends. It definitely depends. Because I don't also want to generalize.
I ain't gonna lie. When I've been at my like most down is when that's kind of the first thing to? I resort to.
Coffee or marijuana?
Like weed.
Oh.
But it's never my long, like it's never been my like consistent.
And I'm talking about like very like big things.
Like, yeah. Like everybody has the right to like spark off when you know you've had a rough day at work. Like,
oh yeah, everybody has that
rough day at work.
Everybody has those days.
Everybody has those days.
Everybody makes.
Bro, everybody's gonna hear this podcast thinks I'm like a Debbie Downer.
No, because I mean you're not. Oh, you're not saying that it's bad.
Yeah. I've been talking a lot too.
Responsibly, guys. Yes.
Once a month.
That's honestly how I did it in college. Not, but because I was scared. Not because I was like, oh, I'm responsible. I was just scared.
How did you feel? Did you ever cop for yourself?
Did
you ever cop for yourself?
Cough?
Cop.
Once.
What does that mean? That you got some weed for yourself.
Oh, so cop? Yo, the youngins like to say cop.
Girl, I'm the youngest one here, bitch.
Damn. I'm sorry.
I'm just so out of place with old folk using that kind of language.
Whoa, that's an R word?
Whoa. No, it's weird hearing y'all use it.
But you already know what it meant.
It's like if you're like, yeah, oh my god, wig. Like I'm like, y'all are a little too old for that. I'm joking. Like you're not.
He's saying that we've passed the. Yeah, see.
What's
you
wig?
Actually not.
I really don't.
I literally just taught your kid what that meant.
Yeah. What is wig?
Like work it.
What? Y'all are disgusting. Yeah,
is it
like amazement?
Like you go, girl.
You said hats off, girl. Like it's not good day, my lady. Bitch. The fuck?
You said that with so much confidence, bro. Oh, you're like hats off.
Like hats off. No, it's like wow, that was mean. Like something so amazing. It leaves you bald. So you could literally say it that way too. You could be like wow, bald.
What? Wait, you could say bald?
Bald or something like scalp.
Wait, use wig in a sentence.
No, I think it's more of a reaction. It's a reaction. It's like, so, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, so if I try this and I'm like...
You're like...
Wig.
Wig? The way you said that's like it's bad.
Again,
oh, wait. Wig.
No.
I hate this.
Oh, my wig.
I think it's more so like you see someone dressed really nicely and you're like, oh, wig or something.
What?
Like.
No.
In the most genuine way, it's used at like drag shows. So like if she's like, oh god, I was about to say another thing. Like if she's gagging you, do you know what that means?
Oh
no.
You could be like, oh my god, wig. Like
she's
that's quite literally
gagging
like
gagging you?
So gag in that sense is like she's like another way to amaze you. Shut up. So like sometimes or like you've heard people like the gag is like the funny part about that is
I've heard it,
but we didn't get it.
I know what the gag is.
Cause I'd be like, well, you know what the gag is, Alan? Like
yes. Like, only because of you, I know that.
I still don't know the wig.
Okay, well,
he's getting to that.
Well, no, I drifted from that, but we can go back. But like for what I was gonna say, like with Alan, I'd be like, well, he was.
Pretend I'm a drag queen and I did the.
The death drop.
Okay, now use
this
wig.
This bitch couldn't even come
use
up with
wig.
That term.
Use wig.
I literally just be like, oh, wig. With more excitement.
It won't
but
good.
I'm not about to do all that right
wig,
now.
Wig.
Yeah. Well, I want to use it properly.
You could use it. You don't need to use it. You don't need to use it.
You can put that in like a comment of someone's photo if they look good. You can
I'm
like,
about
oh
to.
My god,
oh,
wig.
All y'all photos that y'all post now? Wig.
Wig, yeah.
Their buzz cut? Wig.
I feel so rejuvenated.
Wait,
now.
When I post my the bayang, can y'all
the
go
bayang? Like, exactly. Wig. I'd be like, OMG, wig.
They're gonna think it's a wig.
No, if they're old, yes.
Damn.
But stuff. Or I could be like, wow, I'm gagged. Old. Gooped and gagged. That's how you use it.
What?
No?
Gooped is
right,
a
please,
thing.
Please tell
now
us.
Now you just sound like
I'm
a baby. Goo goo
goo goo. Oh my god, that's so cool.
You could honestly make anything up and I'll be
now.
Like, okay.
Gooped? Have you ever heard of
what
Zabra? Just kidding. No.
What is gooped?
I thought that was a real one.
What no, is like goop. You say it together, so like I'm like, wow, gooped and gagged.
What the hell? So like gooped when and gagged?
So no. What two things did you do there? What did you goop and what did you gag?
Like, Google it. I could say like I watched something so good it left me gooped and gagged. Like
speechless or what? What's gooped?
There's not, it's no literal translation. Like, oh. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, gooped, it means this. Like,
it left me.
How do you spell like, it?
G O O P E D.
Gooped. Uber and,
gooped is when got fucked. Tell me that's not what it says. It's when got get fucked by someone. It's mostly used when someone that works in your school, like when they give you a shitty computer. The school gooped.
Definitely
not. I thought look, gooped is like no. You messed up.
Put incredibly, it next to gooped and gagged.
Incredibly surprised or shocked.
Yeah, best so like
slang originating in the world of drag.
Exactly.
Here's the example. I was gooped to see y'all all there for my surprise party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bitch, look up wig now. Let's see what they say as their example.
We're on Urban Dictionary. Yeah.
Any more lingo wig. Y'all need to know about?
It's basically like you're shook. So shocked that your wig flew off. Yeah. So in short, wig. Because it has an exclamation point. But if you want to spice things up, you can add an action after. That's a synonym for flew or gone. For example, wig incinerated.
Oh, yeah. No, sorry. I was so confused. But yeah, that makes sense. To me, at least.
So this is the example. Friend one, I got free tickets to Katy Perry show. Friend two, no way. OMG, wig.
Yeah, exactly.
That's see, literally. Yeah. It's just in context.
What man. About clocked? Do you know what that means?
Clocked?
Being clocked?
Clocked? Get punched?
Yeah, clocked. Kinda. I got clocked in the face.
Clocked.
Oh, not in that way.
Really so how
called
do you...
Called out.
Got clocked?
There's a new one. Yeah. See this one coming in the definition of being punched in the face.
In the well, yeah, in the sense of like fighting, yes, but like you could be like, oh, they'll clock me for wearing these busted ass Nikes.
They'll go after me.
I thought it was clowned.
Yeah,
but that's old folk.
Yeah, that's the old folk. What generation are you?
I'm a millennial, right?
And what am I?
Yeah,
y'all are Gen Z.
I'm a millennial. No, we're Gen Z. Mm-hmm. We're Gen Z. Yeah.
Then y'all two need to get with it.
You
dang dude.
That's so not wig.
I hate this dude. I remember Edgar used to say bogus a lot when we were younger.
Well, Mika's telling me that you're recently saying get fucked for everything.
Oh my God.
No, bro, but it was so funny. So like we used to go to Walmart during the summer every Monday for grocery shopping with our moms.
Summer. You're right. Yeah,
yeah, for summer because those were on vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
And we would always go to like the video game section to play like the PlayStation or the Xbox. And Edgar, at this point, we were like, we were probably middle school. Edgar was saying bogus. But the thing is, bogus means like, oh, that's bad, you know? Bogus, yeah. Like, oh, that's so bogus, you know? But he was using it as like a cool thing. Like, oh, that's so bogus, man. But
that guy was a trendsetter. He was changing. No, bro,
I remember him playing the PlayStation. And he was playing, he did something cool. And there was like a family walking.
He wasn't using it right?
No. He wasn't using the word right. But the thing is, he was...
I don't know English.
No. There was a family walking by. And then he says he does something, whatever, on the game. And he's like, oh, bogus. And the family's just like... And I don't know why I have that like... That memory so vividly remembered. It's just you being like, bogus. And the family just being like, what the hell is wrong with this kid?
They like grab their kid closer to them, like, anyways, we gonna keep walking.
Bro, it was the funniest thing.
I had
thing.
So many friends, but like, play like.
So many what? Friends?
So many what? Friends.
Oh.
Okay. No, I'm what? Saying I didn't.
That was a joke, y'all.
Y'all ruined everything.
No, wait. So
wait,
you're saying
laughing as much as
wait. Can we talk about how Chico couldn't cuss right?
Oh, facts.
You
facts.
Didn't use cuss
you would
words
emphasize
correctly.
The word like you would be like, that's especially with hell.
Vagina.
No, with the word hell, he'd be like, because everybody would be like, H E double hockey stick, and you'd be like, "Yeah, what the hell, man?" And I'm like, "Why do you have to say it like that?"
Because like, I was trying. Because like, I thought it was cool.
Like, you would emphasize the words.
Yeah, because so I was just like, I want to make sure everyone hears that I'm cussing right now.
And we're like, "Whoa."
No, yeah, exactly. Like, that's literally the only reason why.
Don't give a fuck. Teacher said something bad. He called me. He's not even stupid. He said hell.
Yeah. No. No. But.
He said, "We're not gonna talk about that one."
No, I'll admit it. I was.
Do you remember the old day?
Let's go put her but fresh then, on. Then
do you remember the
first one?
What?
Do you remember like really cussing cuss? Incorrectly?
Incorrectly? No, I didn't know this was a thing. This is news to me.
Nah, yeah, everybody.
Or maybe I just didn't notice it.
Incorrectly, I think you're more so making fun of the way he said it, not how or when.
No,
he
I thought
it.
He didn't put it where it went.
No, yeah, he was just like user.
Yeah,
I just wanted an excuse.
Like
to
he
say
just
bad
threw
word.
Out bad words.
Oh, got it.
I could see that.
I do remember that for the longest time. I didn't like swearing either, but like either. When I did, like subtly start like feeling comfortable, I guess, with saying it, my friends would call me out. Like, oh my god, did you just cuss? I'm like,
well,
yes, and get over
time,
it, bitch. Like,
mija.
What do you mean?
She would never curse. And like she was like, no, I don't want to curse.
So all and of y'all out of nowhere were like, bitch, bitch, shitty, bitch.
That's
bitch.
The gag. No, yeah. See, look, that's the gag. Like
the goop thing, gag, dude.
The goop thing. Yeah. Shut the fuck up. This is homophobic. Anyways, the thing is that like nowadays, I've noticed that like I tend to like cuss so like frequently and like casually. Tell my professor I cussed the other day, like out of nowhere.
What?
I called her
that?
A bitch, but like not in that sense. Like, I called her like bitch, like in a friendly manner, cause you know, like to me that's a neutral term.
Oh, like bitch.
Are
like,
they younger?
Bitch. No, they're like she. Okay, yeah.
She's 82.
No, out of all the professors, she's one of the more younger ones and like down
but
to earth.
But you're cool with them.
No, I hate all my professors.
So why'd you?
Good bitch.
Cause that's my response. And quite literally every bitch in education is a girl. So like I refer to all of them that way and I don't give a fuck if it makes them uncomfortable because
bitch?
I've never. Yeah, I'd be like, hey bitch, like
what?
You can't get
that's
expelled.
Not okay.
I'm talking about
can
girls
you not
in
get
my class.
For
it
that?
Doesn't matter if they're
what?
Girls or
can
guys.
They, can you get sent to the principal's office for
no,
that?
Because I kind of react the to it like State I cover principal. My mouth.
Like, the what? Dean. What's his name?
The chancellor. But no, I like react to him like, oh. And they're like, it's nothing I've never ever heard in my life. Like they don't care at that point, obviously. Yeah. I do notice it though.
Still,
I'm
though
like, yo,
I don't
I
think that's a
chill.
Good habit.
No, I mean, I've only done it once because I can catch myself when I'm talking to who I'm talking to. Like I know
a
who
bitch.
I am. To a bitch. But with everyone else, like it's frequently used in my like casual conversation where like if a professor were to come by and like hear me talk, I feel like they'd have an issue.
Oh, no. But what I'm saying is like when you're talking to someone that, I don't know, is your, I don't want to say authority.
Like they have a higher authority over you.
I don't know.
No, I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that like I thought it was right of me to use it.
You just said you don't give a fuck if they.
What?
They said you just said you didn't give a fuck if they were offended.
Well, I don't, but I won't. You keep using but I'm not gonna consistently offend them on purpose. Like it was unintentional.
Oh,
if they took
it,
okay. Badly,
that's
I'm
not
apologizing.
No, yeah, that's
the way
saying.
I speak.
Yeah. Okay.
But like, I don't know.
Oh, this would be so funny when you're a teacher.
I have he to turn
is.
It on and off. I like. I'm,
no, but like full time.
Oh, officially.
Well, I actually had an instance recently where like I was at my school where I'm like I'm student teaching, I guess you would say right now, and like I was talking to the girl who's like my partner because we go in pairs and I like we're sitting next to the kids, this is during like lunchtime, and I like cussed, I forgot what it was, more so one of the like I guess you could say like harsher words, and like stupid. No but like I forgot what I had said and I reacted right away. I was like because I was talking to her, not anyone, but the kids were right next to me, they could have heard me, and we just started giggling about it. I was like, fuck, like I need to like be more aware of what's going on, but yeah,
exactly.
And then but like when I'm actually talking to them, I can very easily like pick up when and when not to say it, like when
yeah that makes sense. Oh yeah. Man,
a man.
I think it'd be more of an issue when they begin to speak that way and I have to kind of keep it in control.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine like middle school teachers when like kids are going through these changes, and that's usually when they start cursing.
Did he just say
you know what's funny? Monty's been silent for like the past 5 minutes. I think it's because she was just searching this.
Oh, it's not even the...
Yeah.
It's their cussing.
While me and engaged in conversation... Sorry. While me and Chico are engaged in conversation, literally Edgar and Beautiful Mommy are literally spending hours looking up stupid-ass clips that are like 10 minutes too late.
The thing is, you could easily find that in like 5 seconds too, which she's exactly trying to find. You're gonna get copyrighted.
Literally.
Fuck y'all.
What?
Not y'all. Them. They can't do shit. You know who the fuck I am? I'm editing all that out.
When the ops pull up. It's a whole bunch of
the same sounds.
But yes. Anyways, I feel like I have an issue now where like I need to like tame how much I'm saying that
the
stuff.
Thing that I'm not comfortable with is cursing in Spanish.
I can't.
Do you not say like pendejo and shit?
Nah, bro. I never.
I don't really when I be hitting tables, I'm like pendejo.
When we were cussing in the episode, I was like,
yeah, cringing.
I was like, I probably no. I mean,
you were saying things like a la verga and like.
Well, I do say a la verga a lot. Really? Like, yeah, I do say verga.
Oh, Alan, do you know what ALV stands for?
I probably. Yeah, I probably pick. I probably picked the worst ones. Like, I don't say pinche or stuff like that, but I say a la verga and stuff.
No, like, I don't know. With cursing in English, like, I'm, you know, whatever.
And I only use pendejo, like, if I'm mad at someone.
So you say it like you mean it?
Mm-hmm.
But like,
when you call somebody pendejo, it's like, damn, you stupid. Like I'm you pissed. Fucked up. Like, damn.
I guess it's just because, like, I've never had an instance where that's, like, been in my vocabulary when I speak Spanish.
Also,
it just feels
really
like I'm being
You've never been
mad? Wait, you're saying I don't hear that often?
You've never been mad in Spanish?
Have you seen how my dad
talks? Yeah. You've never been mad in Spanish? Have you ever cried in Spanish?
Even when I'm mad at someone, I don't curse, really.
You said, you know what? That really upsets me.
I'm a good communicator.
So calm down.
Yeah.
Now.
No, but like, I don't know. I've never cursed in Spanish. So like now it's just disingenuous when I say something, you know, say a curse word in Spanish. I'm just like, why am I don't need to do that. You never do that. Why are you doing that? To myself.
I think it's funny because I what Edgar was saying is that me and him, like, we don't hear it enough at our house. Where, like, if we say something like that in Spanish specifically, though, our mom gets thrown off by it. But we quite literally, like, cuss in English all the time and she doesn't care. We literally have built a relationship with her where, like, we call her bitch. Again, in the sense of, like,
the loving
it's
way.
Friendly. And she does it to us, too.
Does she know what they are?
Yes. Like,
all of them?
And she sometimes asks, like, stupid lingo. Not even curse
words.
Does she
use wig?
No. Oh. Actually, we did try teaching her that. I remember for a while we tried. Gosh.
No, like, the other day, what did I say? Oh, because, like, sometimes, like, she'll hear me say, like, fuck this or fuck that or whatever. And, like, the other day, she's like, que me vas a decir, fuck you. And I'm like, what? And she started laughing. I'm like, over here, like, I don't even say that to you, but like, dang. Okay. Sheesh.
She thought you were going to say that to her?
Yeah, but she was like joking. Like, she's like, oh, you could say that. Like, that would fit. And I'm like, the fact that you even got that, like, facts. Oh. But like, I wouldn't say that to you. Yeah. But yeah, facts.
I got grounded for saying darn one time by my dad. And my brother says darn all the time. I don't
get
him.
Well, low-key, that's the crazy thing.
Getting in trouble.
I would never say anything bad in front of my dad.
I was so mad. I got grounded for, did you hear me? For saying darn?
You deserved it.
Darn?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really harsh,
actually.
You're right.
Well, then what's your opinion on that when, like, with your own kids? Because, like, the way I see it is that
I'm a fake snake because Vin said darn the other day and he got in trouble.
Because the way I see it is that I have no issue if my kid were to use that kind of those kinds of words early on, as long as they understand that, like, it's to be used as a more so of a reaction and within the house, never against someone.
But at that age, are you able to really decipher that?
At that age, they're cussing like you, though. I think you were putting them often, in the wrong order.
That's the issue. I think often people like underestimate how much a kid can understand context of a situation. Like, they are not idiots. Like,
No. But kids it's can not differentiate. Because it's not that.
They're sponges. Just, they pick up on stuff quickly. Like, if you fix the issue in hand, yes, you can.
So
if you let it ride and become an issue, no. Obviously, you'll take time to fix it.
So if, like, your child were to say, hit, like, bitch...
In what context?
No. Let's say if they're like 8 years old and be like, professor. You do something, be like, bitch, like, how are you going to do that? Just
you're going to let them call you a bitch? Like, hey, bitch.
Yeah, but if they're like, dad, you're a bitch, I'd be like, put baddest in front of it and I'll let it slide. But like, otherwise he's not like, if he's mad at me, then no. I'd get them in trouble. But that's what I'm trying to say. Like, if he
don't get pot.
I keep saying he. Clocked. If they like hit their like, toe, literally
stumped.
If they like get their toe hit on the table and their reaction reason is like, fuck, I won't be like, so, hey, we don't say that, girl, go ahead and say it, wig, just kidding, no, but I if he's saying something like fuck you to a kid, I'd be like, we don't say that, like, that's not acceptable.
So
do you understand the differentiation between the two?
But you're right, they pick it up, they're like sponges, because like we were chilling one time and Vince was like, my brother was like about to go shower. Vince was like, yeah, go wash your ass. And I was like, it was funny, but I was like, oh my gosh, like that he used it right. Like, and it was hilarious, but I was like, I can't. He was like, yeah, go wash your ass. I was like, buddy, here's.
That must have been the.
I tell my brother all the time, go wash your ass. And he tells me all the time, go wash your ass. So like.
I just want to be fair, because like, if I believe that obviously I would naturally be cussing around my kid, and if that's the way they pick it up, then why would I be mad for them picking because up on something I'm doing? They pick up on what they see. They model what they're like, or like older people do. So
I just don't see the reason for someone.
Can your child call you a bitch?
No,
I'm just asking.
No, that came across a little assertive. No, I don't think I would let them do that. Just because I
feel... This man's against weed, against... it.
Chico!
Self-expression, tomato.
I'm going to be hella late. I'm not even going to press it. Go ahead. Why not?
No, I don't know. I just feel like it's something that is unnecessary. But to each
just
their
like
own.
Well, I'm not like encouraging. I'm like... I'm not going to tell your kids, like, don't call me uncle. Call me bitch. Like, no.
Call me baddest bitch.
Yeah, I'm not doing that either.
No. It's not even that. It's just like, if they say it, it's not like I'm going to be like, what did you just say? Mm-hmm. Even if it's like not in a negative way, I'll just be like, hey, there's other words that you can say besides
like what?
Ouch.
Wig. Can your kids call you a bitch? Eddie,
until a certain age.
Yeah, like probably not too early on. Just like I make sure
A baby, say bitch.
Yeah, literally.
Bitch.
I know they would probably pick up a lot of the dumb shit I say, but
bitch.
Like, see, I don't really call people bitch that often. Like
that's what I'm saying. They'll model what they see.
Yeah.
If
so like,
I do that.
Can your kids smoke weed?
Well, okay, that was
smoke weed.
I was gonna get to that. So, like, what are your like now that we have just exposed ourselves, like now that we have done our things and shit like that. Like,
I mean,
would you be more aware, or would you be like more of like accepting?
I think at that point, it's gonna by the time we have kids. I mean, I don't know. I'm talking about like what 5 years maybe from now. I don't think it's that far ahead.
Give me 9 months.
10? I literally just... So, real quick. I know it's kind of going off, but...
Kind of crazy.
I was watching a show, and then Vince kind of picked up something, and he was like, I want a sister. I hope you get pregnant. And I was like, whoa. And then I was like, it's probably not going to happen. And then I was like, just wait. Your deals are about to have, like, babies. Not about to, but, like, they'll have them soon enough. And then Eduardo's over here, like, 10 years. What?
No, I.
Oh, but yeah. So never mind.
No, but what I was getting to that is, I think just like any other substance, like smoking alcohol or anything like that. Like, I feel like for me, like 18. But of course,
18 for drinking. Like, you're not gonna go by that. You have to be 21. By that time,
because then I'll be a hypocrite. They're gonna go off to college.
You'd rather them trust you and like be like, I want them pick
to
be, me up.
I don't want them to be like me, where I was afraid for my parents to find out of something I was doing.
How would you feel like, about them smoking cigarettes?
That I wouldn't be cool with.
Hypocrite.
Yeah.
No. But like. No, but I wouldn't be cool with that, just because that actually does more harm than anything. I don't know how those things are legal to begin with. It causes cancer. But I think just with anything with like...
Was in bed called Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, so
crazy.
But I think what it, like 18, yeah, is that mark, but I... You said drinking when like the legal age is 21, but I want them... I hope they're trusting enough of me, or I've made that environment for them.
That's what I want
them, too. Where like they can be like, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. I got drunk the other day. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be mad at you and stuff like that. It should be like, hey, I know it's going to happen, but just be smart about it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, I know that I don't have the control.
And then it might not. Like, you could get a kid who's a loser and like doesn't like party or anything. No, I'm kidding.
You have a kid that's absolutely lame as hell.
I'm kidding. No, that follows the rules. That's
everybody
funny.
Takes off headphones.
That like, follows no, the man. Rules, and they're like,
let me get out.
No, I was totally kidding. You're not a loser. Everyone does what they want at their time.
No, I like at the end of the day, it's just like I just hope they're trusting enough to where they can talk about that stuff with me, so
if
they don't feel like they have to hide it, and then they have like a misconception about what those things actually are.
Well, our dad was kind of like, if you guys want to try things, try it with me first, and then like, you guys can. But like,
no, but no, I get where like, but like,
I get where he was coming from. Like,
let's
I
do
get,
crack.
And like, I was like, yo, was like, for everything, like anything. I'm like, yo, I'm not doing everything. But like,
do you think he meant it, or do you think he was trying to catch you in like?
Well, honestly, like, I feel like in a sense, sometimes like I don't know, my dad kind of seemed open, I feel like, to he some meant things, it. But like, I don't know. Sometimes I was like, I just don't want to tell you like fuck that shit. But like. I don't know, like, he, like, well, we knew, like, he would kind of smoke sometimes, like, cigarettes, but, like, I don't know, like, I tended to not be around when that happened, and I was like, meh. But, like, I rarely saw him do that, and so, like, I think he kind of, like, sometimes would refer to that, because he would normally tell me that, like,
I never
would so get up, but, like, when we would have, like, something in our ear or something, like, you could put a cigarette in, like, the second item, so, like,
oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
When it was, like, we would use cigarettes, but, like, we wouldn't smoke, and we would just use them for other dumb things.
Or he would go behind the house, so no one driving by would see him doing that.
Yeah, literally. And then, like, and so then, like, I remember one time he let me try, like, beer, and the same thing, he was, like, if you ever want beer, like, first try with me, and then, like, you can have your own beer or whatever. And I was, like, okay, cool, but, like...
Yeah.
Now thinking about it, like, that's still like in a way, I guess that kind of made me be like okay about thinking about like maybe trying that kind of stuff. But then like I still wasn't like, oh yeah, like let me just go ahead and do it. Like I was still like, I'm gonna just wait.
Yeah.
Until at one point it's just kind of like more accessible or more easy to get to.
And
you're
I think
I'll do it. You know what? Sorry, go ahead. No,
I was gonna say like I feel like the more that parents like create this whole stigma around.
He scared the shit out of my heart. Dropped my stupid doo doo hipper.
No, I said when parents create this like really negative stigma around things like alcohol, when they're like really harsh about it, it makes a teenager want to do it more. Yeah. Because of like, what's so different about this that they're so like when you put this much importance on something, why? And curiosity kills the cat, and they just want to try it. And that's not a freaking breakthrough.
I thought you were getting to
obvious.
Like, I don't like how they're very strict on on like weed and shit like that. But then they're like cool with drinking, which kind of hurts you more. You know what I mean? Like it's more harmful.
Yeah, no, yeah. I
completely but they're more cool with it.
Have you heard the same where they're like, you can put a drink in a room full of 10 people and they'll be fighting, but you can put a joint in the middle of 10 people and everybody will like be cool about it, like they'll share or whatever, like I don't know, they were just talking about how like the benefits or whatever, not even benefits, like there's a I don't know, like, there's not even that much of a negative, like, thing when it comes to, like, socially smoking versus socially drinking. Like, socially drinking can then get to, like, pretty, like, depending on the person and their tolerance, like, crazy shit or doing dumb shit, you know?
But, yeah.
Like we said, like, if you smoke a lot, you just tend to, like, pass out or sleep or, like, you know, you kind of get out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Quick topics, go.
I can cut this part.
Okay, 420 jams, anthems. What are you playing?
Oh, definitely. Damn, what the? We're gonna have to play Wiz Khalifa. You know.
Okay, three artists that you're playing.
Wiz Khalifa. For some reason, what's his name? Schoolboy Q. Mm-hmm. And just to keep it real cliche or whatever, Bob Marley. If anything, but like that's the top three, I think.
What about you?
I'm rolling up in silence.
This holiday isn't for me, so it's not like I have like, oh, I'm gonna listen to these artists. That's for sure.
So like, there's no like artists you would want to listen to, like even like high and be like, well, I wonder what they would listen to. Like.
Is there any art? Would you wait? Does Shawn Mendes smoke?
Yeah.
Would you smoke with him? Roll up.
Oh, he'd be so intolerable. I'm sorry, but there are some people who smoke
and get annoying
and get like so like profound where they think they like, oh, discover like philosophy, like yeah, the ones,
yeah,
like, yeah, I fucking hate those people. I've sat in rooms where I
do you I'm mean like they'll go into the rabbit hole of something,
like for example, I was at a 21st birthday the other day and we started smoking and stuff. Some bitch, we were talking about how we sleep. And I explained how, like, I sleep with my arms in a X on my chest, so, like, a dead person. And I thought that was kind of just weird, but also, like, not that important. I was just like, oh, I just think it's kind of interesting I do that. She's like, yeah, but, like, isn't that kind of crazy? Because, like, that's just where we're all going to be, right? So I think you're, like, just embracing the idea of death. I'm like, no, bitch. Death is literally like my biggest fear.
That wasn't even.
I was like, that's not even remotely what I was talking about. I'm yeah. Like, and then my the second position it's just was like that,
this fake woke thing. This
yeah, exactly. Deep, and that's deep. How she is, or she was. No offense to this girl, she was a sweetheart. But once we started smoking, I was like, girl, you need to shut the hell up, or literally just go inside.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was just having fun conversations and whatnot, and I was like, bitch, I was just telling you how I sleep. Like, it's not that yeah. deep. But he's like that, or he gives me that vibe.
That he would be like that.
I think this is a better question. Like, who would be in your circle?
Of famous I would say people? Like
eight people.
Eight of famous people?
Dead or alive. Let's do five.
Dead or alive. Okay, fine. Five. Each of us.
Five.
Doja.
Okay, we'll do one by one, so we each still have some wait time. I would do Amy Winehouse.
Ooh, that's a good one.
One person at a time.
Chico, me.
You could also go like we're not actually going.
Money would be easier.
Oh.
He said I'm not ready.
Frank Ocean. Fuck it.
Frank Ocean.
Dave Grohl from the Foo Fighters.
Okay. Jeez. Nikki. I feel like she'll be funny. Nikki.
I think she'd be judgmental.
I feel like she'd giggle a lot.
I would do someone like Trixie. She's a drag queen. I think she's fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Janis Joplin.
Damn, this man wanna like. Oh, we said smoke. So never mind.
Yeah.
Would you wanna fuck her?
No, oh. But these people were all like. Never mind. Go.
That wasn't what? The question. Now, if we were doing Molly.
Oh my gosh.
I was gonna say someone. Funny, so
oh, I have one, and it was like should have been my first one. Sorry,
I was gonna say, there's this comedian called Joey Diaz.
Someone funny would be funny.
I think I'd wait. Dumbass. The guy that's been on, huh?
This bitch said someone funny would be funny. You know who I wouldn't want to smoke with? this bitch right next to me.
Is that the guy from Facebook or something like that? He's on TikTok.
Who'd you say?
Joey
Diaz?
Is that not him? I'm mistaken.
Some New York dude.
New Yorker?
Yeah, anyway, that's funny. He's funny. Show me a picture.
He's a big dude.
Oh no.
Yeah.
All right.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I'd say like Gabriel Iglesias. Just when you said that, that's really funny.
Really funny. That would be that. Funny because it's funny.
Bro, you know you can think of time. Things while everybody else is going.
I know, but then you said like a funny person. I was like, damn, who's funny?
Don't break you his know what would be funny is if you put the microphone close to your mouth.
That'd be hilarious.
No, because I feel like Larito said, some people would just be annoying. Like Jimi Hendrix, I feel them. Like shit.
He said, okay. No.
It ain't that deep, bro.
Oh, Kevin Parker.
From Tame Impala?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, or...
Tame Impala. Sharks. Did you know it's one person?
Or actually I'm sorry. Rihanna. I'm sorry.
Okay, we said one person. Now you're naming two.
Oh, I would have I was going to say actually Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, I'm doing Molly with him.
This is hilarious.
Wait, really? You would smoke with him?
Yeah, he's hilarious and he's good looking.
He's can
boo,
we?
Ew. How original. A straight man who thinks Ryan Reynolds is hot.
It's not a hot take, I know.
Revolutionary.
He's delicious. What was I about to say? Pikachu.
I was gonna say we should like throw in like cartoon characters.
Pikachu.
Like cartoon
all right,
characters.
Pikachu.
Patrick. He'd be intolerable. Who? Oh my.
Patrick.
Patrick.
Oh no.
That man's surviving on one brain cell to begin with.
SpongeBob.
I'm high, SpongeBob.
Enigma.
What?
Oh, when that milk carton falls in his head, he's like, something in my mind is a...
Oh, the inner machinations of my mind are an enigma. That was my Insta bio for a while.
That was your what?
My Insta bio.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cute.
Fuck,
I was hoping other girls would think the same.
Jimmy Neutron.
Carly oh no, Sheen. He's gonna be one of those.
Oh
whoa,
God, Sheen.
Hey,
oh, that'd be so fucking
Sheen?
Funny.
Hey,
from Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron's gonna be one of them, like your friend, bro. The woke people.
Exactly. I never said him.
No, I was just saying. I was just telling you.
Wait, nobody asked.
Good night, everyone.
Gooped and gagged. Anyways, I don't.
That's not wig of you.
That was horribly used. Anyways,
Gumball.
Oh my God! These things are just coming.
I would literally smoke with Doctor Strange and Spider Man. Like he would have me like go on like web swing and shit, and like you just high as fuck. You're like, oh my God! Batman?
Oh, Doctor Strange would be cool.
Holy fuck, on a joyride? Sure.
I'm not seeing it as in like what can I use from that. It's just like who would I have the most fun time
exactly,
with?
Exactly. That'd be yo.
Brett Min Rock.
I'm talking about personality, bro.
Brett Min Rock. Brett Min Rock.
And that man loves to smoke.
I'd even tell him to bring really? Princess. It'd be funny to have them in our circle.
Homer Simpson.
No, motherfucker.
No, that'd be funny. Peter Griffin.
And Peter Griffin.
Oh, that's so cliche.
Okay, though.
I feel like he'd be paranoid a little. No? Or you think he'd smoke up?
Probably always smoking.
Courage.
No.
Dude, he's hell anxious no. as it is.
Yeah. It'll calm him down.
Not for everyone.
I think he'd get paranoid.
I think it'll chill him
Spike
out.
Spike from Cowboy Bebop, I'd smoke with him.
Ew, he's so boring.
We'd go on a fucking so bounty mean. Hunt. I'd be like, yo, let's smoke. Let's get in your fucking stingray ship. And
I feel like Larry the Lobster would be a chill guy to smoke with.
He'd be like
Ms. Puff. Facts.
That bitch got stories.
No, no, she'd be paranoid. Puff. She does cocaine.
Big facts.
She does cocaine.
She got a dark past.
She does cocaine. Plankton?
No. Miss Incredible?
Boo.
Plankton?
Boo.
Mr. Incredible?
Miss.
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible. Yo.
Shit, that's mean.
What?
Not mean. Or Scar? Just this bitch over here?
Molly.
La novia de Roger Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
And
are we talking about smoking? Now y'all fucking.
Well, I mean, we already.
No, I was actually being
420.
Honest.
I'd do the rabbit game. I'd do like Jessica Rabbit, Lola Bunny, Bad Bunny, and like Bugs Bunny. Like, we're all smoking.
Smoke? Yeah. What are you getting out of that? Bad Bunny. I mean, is that what his name? What is his name? That's Bad Bunny?
Benito?
Benito Juarez.
That's his name, right? It didn't sound right for a second. It's late.
Yeah. Fake fan.
Right.
It didn't She's roll seen off my... Times. I was like... Because I was like, El no, Conejo Malo. Bugs Bunny. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He'd be chill.
Yeah, well, he already kind of like be like smoking a carrot.
Bad Bunny?
No, Bugs Bunny. Wrong Bunny.
All right, so final person. Going around.
Rihanna.
Okay.
I would... Oh, Eduardo. What?
We've been going in this direction, bitch.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Still, we're saying still smoking?
Still smoking, yeah.
I don't know. I think a cool one would be like... Someone who's I respect like musically, so someone like Kendrick.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah. Just try to poke his mind a little bit.
Last one. I guess Schoolboy Q, but
Smoking Edgar, not anything. Thomas. He said Kelly Uchis, and I'm like, I was thinking that too. Like, she's so fine. I'm like, you are smoking with this person.
You're gonna
enjoy
who
you're
smoking with. Enjoying it for other reasons.
Girl, though. She would not be enjoying you.
Oh my god. I mean, never mind.
Go ahead. Speak your mind.
Go ahead.
This is a safe space. What were we gonna say?
Nothing. I'm still talking about smoking. Y'all talking about fucking. What'd
you
say?
You didn't answer.
I did. I said Schoolboy Q.
Oh.
Or Tiny.
Tiny. I would sound like Adele. She's already like funny to begin with when she's not.
She rolls up. I know she does.
She definitely does. Who?
Ari. I think she'd be annoying.
I was gonna say her, but she'd be the annoying fellow.
She'd be lying.
She'd be like, yo, my aura right now. I'd be like, girl, shut the fuck up.
Who?
SZA. Her what? Her pathological lying ass.
Yeah. She's a compulsive life.
She'd be telling me fake stories.
How do we know this?
People, there's a whole thing on Twitter where she would like.
Yeah.
She said like, "Yo, I'm trying to buy a TV. Like, let me know which one I should get because I've never had a TV." And then someone replied to that tweet with like pictures of her on her Insta story with a TV in the background. And then there's other instances where she's like, "Yo, like I don't like birthday cake." And then someone like responded with a cake. Literally like shoved down her mouth like a plate in her hand.
And the
shit
most
like that.
The most recent one was her with crutches at the Grammys.
At the Grammys.
And heels.
She couldn't walk. Walked on stage.
Yeah.
Like what?
You saw it. You were there.
No, I know. And she when I saw it, I was just like,
a liar.
She doesn't need it? Interesting.
But yeah, there goes our five.
Well, that was your 420 special here with beautiful mommy and my special guest. We hope you enjoy. I cut it real abrupt, but like my people's falling asleep. But I'm gonna invite them back. I'm gonna make them more funnest. It's late and they're not. They're getting old. They're not used to being up so late.
Says the oldest person in the room.
Anyways, I'm gonna go around the room and we're gonna tell each other a little bit about ourselves. No, I'm kidding. We're gonna say our goodbyes. I want to say thank you guys for coming on here and speaking your truth about drugs, wig, etc. So Chico, I'll let you go first.
I just wanted to say I'm gonna turn up the game real quick. I want to say good night to everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Thank you so much. You're ruining it.
Sorry.
Yes, thank you. I That's hope really you enjoyed it. Guy? I'm tucking them in bed. Hear the sounds of my voice.
You should do ASMR. I never
did. All right, back to you, Edgar.
Blaze up. You're wake and bake. Sleep and Yeah, I don't know. Goodbye. I don't know what you're saying. Goodbye. Happy 420.
Anyways, I fucking hated sharing this mic the whole time. Let it be known.
Next time I'll have a mic for you, I promise.
But yeah, thank you for having me. Happy 420, y'all.
Yes, thank you for having us.
No. Thank you guys for being
and
here.
And to the listeners, I promise I'm a lot cooler than I appear to be in this podcast.
And he cusses correctly now.
And I cuss correctly. I've come a long way.
The gag is he knows how to cuss now. No
more highlights. Your cussing is so wig now.
Gooped and gagged all the way.
Gooped and gag. Gooped and all right. Well, there. Down below, I guess y'all will find the at where y'all can find these motherfuckers. Maybe we'll see, but please donate, guys. I'm broke.
The show won't go any longer.
The show will not go on anymore.
Some money,
unless y'all pay me. There's a button for 99. Oh yeah, we do. See, y'all heard it here. We need about two more mics, and but yeah, there's a 99 cents button, a $1.99. I'd greatly appreciate if y'all click the $4.99 button.
Spare change, please.
No, but for real. Please donate. And yeah, y'all stay tuned for more if y'all donate. If y'all don't, I will not be on here no more.
Take the hint.
Support
also,
your local dealers.
click your little message button and tell me it's up there and let me know what the fuck y'all want us to talk about. Or me. Everybody. All right. Esto es una vibra way. Muchas gracias. Oh, I wanted it. Hold on. That's not my phone. Oh, and we're also on Facebook. Why are you laughing? We are. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Es una vibra way. All right, that's it. Thank you. Have a good night. Wait. No, where'd it go? Whoop, 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 whoop. Gooped and gagged.